I have a farmer calling in this morning, Pat Berger, kind of a regular on the radio. Thanks so much, Pat, for being with us this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure. And I first learned about you when at the farmer's market. What got my attention is that you had apples, and I just remember that from several years ago. And since then, we've talked about a lot more than apples. Tell us how the year has started up for you. I know we had a record snowfall, and now it seems like we're dry. So what's it been like in your neck of the woods?
Well, yes, it took forever to get rid of the snow. I thought, you know, I'd never get into my gardens, and then quickly became very, very dry. Right now, that's the biggest challenge. It's just, you know, as you're planting seeds or putting out your starts, you have to keep them, you know, somewhat moist. So watering has really been like a key focus of mine.
You know,
it's been warm, it's dry and windy, and that just dries everything out. So, you know, pretty much every day I'm saying a little prayer and doing a little rain dance because we really need some moisture in our gardens. It's pretty dry.
Yeah. I know the burning restrictions just went on Wednesday. So now we're officially high fire danger rate. Have you done anything to prepare your land for wildfire, or like what is that story?
You know what, we've been taking down for the last couple of years, we've been cutting down all the dead spruce and balsam, particularly the ones that are close to any of our buildings or anything. So we've been trying to at least take away the fuel that's really close, you know, into the property, into the building.
Yeah.
But, it's been a challenge. And like I said, right now that really is the biggest challenge, but...
Do you have enough water that you are able to water stuff, or do you have an irrigation system, or like how are you set up for dry years?
Well, we have a really deep, very good well.
Lucky.
I've talked to a lot of other people that actually have been running their wells dry, trying to water. We have enough water. You know, we have some drip irrigation set up and some automatic, you know, timers on some things and other things. I'm, you know, just good old-fashioned sprinklers, but it's just a matter of rotating around and trying to get enough water on everything to at least keep the plants alive. At this point, that's the goal.
Yeah.
Keep them alive.
Yeah. Would you ever consider shrinking the size of your garden if you know it's going to be dry? I mean, I know I talked to when we talked to Kenny last week. He wasn't saying it's going to happen, but he was definitely seeing a possibility for a pretty major dry setup this year. And I just wondered if you can prepare as a farmer.
Well, I mean, you could. You can. I mean, for me, it's like I'm not going to add anything additional.
Yeah.
Because this really has been, for the most part, an ongoing issue and I think this is my fifth or sixth season growing here.
Yeah.
I've seen a trend. It is getting drier, it's getting warmer, quicker in the spring. I mean, having these nice sunny days are awesome. If you want to go out on the boat or go to the beach or, you know, whatever, but it really is, it's kind of taking its toll. I definitely am not going to do anything more at this point because it would be too much to manage.
Yeah.
And I probably would run out of water if I tried too much more.
Yeah. So, what are you growing this year, and what of those are particularly able in dry conditions? Or maybe you'll find out.
Yeah, I probably will find out. You know, I've got my tomatoes and peppers and cucumbers going. I have those in high tunnels, and I use drip irrigation in there. So that's just kind of an everyday, and I think those are getting pretty established. I think the groundwater, the water table is kind of high, again, because of all the snow we had.
Yeah.
So I think there is groundwater there. So if the plants can get established enough to, you know, and roots deep enough to get into that groundwater, I think they seem fine. You know, so it's really just getting them established. And
yeah.
Some of the things I'm not watering, you know, like as much as I was before when they were, you know, brand new little starts I put out. So,
yeah.
But yeah, I have quite, I mean, sort of my, you know, whole array of herbs and, you know, celeries and the kohlrabis and cabbages and beans, peas, all that, you know, all that's growing. Just planted all my winter squash and pumpkins and have started harvesting a few things. So that's always exciting, like having a salad made out of my own lettuce. So a few things are already coming in, and a few other things are pretty close, I think.
Yeah, and I would think that because of the heat and sun, if you are watering it, it's probably coming in early this year.
Well, that's the thing. If you can keep it watered, and like I said, I mean, warm, sunny days are great, right?
Yeah.
Because as long as you have the moisture.
As long as you have the water, so, right.
You know, last year I fought deer. They were breaching everything, and so we put up some higher fencing this year. And I'm very excited because last year they ate like 1,500 beets.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Yeah. So far, so good. I've got a great bed of beets coming up, and no sign of the deer encroaching this year. So I'm excited about that.
Okay. And are you part of the Clover Valley Farm Trail where people can come to your farm on a Sunday?
Yes, I am. I'm actually open on Wednesdays and Sundays.
Okay.
And it's been kind of fun to see the number of people, you know, stopping by. I think all of the farm trail farmers seem like they're excited about the trail, and it seems like it's catching on to some traction, you know. And
good.
Got people coming out or saying, oh, yep, we're driving the trail this afternoon and checking out all the local farms. So that's really awesome, people looking into local food and local food access.
Yeah. Are you around such that if someone drives up, you'll see them coming and go chat? Or are you busy elsewhere and you just see that some things are gone?
Some of each.
Okay.
You know, I try to, if I see somebody and I'm not in the middle of something, you know, just walk down, say hi, see where they're from. You know, a lot of people coming out of Duluth, a lot of people out of Two Harbors, and, you know, some are neighbors stopping by. So I do try to pop out there and at least say hi and thank them for checking things out.
One thing I think is just going to come of this, which is so neat. It's a little bit like the farmer's market, but it's just an opportunity to sort of hang out and be social again for at least people doing the traveling. And I just love that. I don't know. I just think it's really one of the neatest ideas coming out this summer. And I hope that you do get a lot of traction and tourists and locals alike, you know, ought to drive that trail at least once.
Yeah. Hopefully that'll, you know, catch on. And, If you don't mind me mentioning that as part of the Clover Valley Farm Trail, we are planning on an event on August 27th. It's a Sunday. It'll be afternoon, noon to 4, out at Agate Acres, which is basically a neighbor of mine.
Yeah.
But it's being hosted by all 11 farmers that are on the farm trail, and we'll have, you know, some vendors, and we'll have food and music, kids' activities. We're looking at a lot of different things, and we're just, you know, in the planning stages, but
yeah.
It's sort of a celebration of the first year of the farm trail.
Yep, that sounds great. Does it have a name yet?
It's called the Clover Valley Farm Fest.
Clover Valley Farm Fest, got it. And what's the date again?
It's August 27th from noon to 4.
Cool. We will definitely be talking about that on the radio and elsewhere. So, thank you, Pat. I think that's about it, unless you have anything else.
Nope, that's kind of it. I was just going to, you know, go out and start some watering.
Sounds
get to
like
work.
A plan. You better get to work. Yeah.
Yep. Pretty
All
much
right.
Have everything in the ground. So thanks for the call, Kat.
You bet. Thanks for coming on again, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again sometime this season. So take care. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
That was Pat Berger, one of the farmers in our local area, telling her story.